On this week's episode of the Real Mentors podcast, we give our opinions on Marvel's Doctor Strange. We also give you our opinion on the current season of The Walking Dead. And with award season coming up, we give you our most nominated Razzie actors of all time. All that next. Oh, before I go, we would like to thank you guys and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at The Real Mentors. Also, we would be taking a little hiatus and be back next week. You know, with all this Black Friday coming up, we gotta do our own shopping too. So take care and a happy Thanksgiving from all of us.
Welcome everybody to episode 30. Getting older and older. 30 is a new 20 anyway.
I guess so.
I'll keep telling myself that.
Years catch up to me.
That's like another 40 years. Here we go again, ready to talk some movies, TV, and hopefully have some fun along the way. As always, the best in the business is here, along with my two co-hosts, as last week they severely disappointed me in their lack of skills in the new game we called Dale. Check it out if you guys haven't done that, episode 29. But let me make my introductions, of course. Here with me, to my right, our technical producer, the spokesman of Left Field Productions, of course, George. How are you, big guy?
How's it going, guys? What's up?
And of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
How you doing, George?
What's going on there, Mike?
So here we are again. You know, actually, it's been an interesting week. Obviously, we're all film lovers here. You know, we talk about it all the time anyway. And this week, I gotta say, is one of my favorite weeks I've had in a long time as far as movie watching and all that. After a lackluster summer, you know, just call it what it is. But it has been lackluster. And not, you know, Oscar season's here, and usually you get some really good stuff. And
considering the amount of boom that we gave to, I was going to start with Civil War and a couple other shows.
Yeah.
Civil War was okay. It was decent.
Yeah, it kind of fizzled after that.
I just think there
was some okay stuff.
It came out of the gate hot, and it didn't, to me, I mean, I know it made a ton of money, but I just really feel like Marvel kind of took that back in a lot of ways, even though I really like the movie we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we'll mention that in a second. Yeah.
I think that, again, it suffers from a couple of the issues that we talked about before with Civil War. So it has a little bit in common with Civil War. Although it was a good movie. Stepping back, looking through the summer, it was a disappointment.
Overall, it was a disappointment. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there was some okay stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's like, we didn't get get enough of the blockbusters. What's what that summer is about.
It wasn't last Christmas. You know?
No, obviously not. No, like I said, it missed a lot of, but there's some good small movies, which we talked about, you know, before. But now we're back in the swing of things. I love Oscar season, a lot of good movies. And it's funny because this week was only bunch of good movies, a good diversity of movies have come out. I had Doctor Strange just came out, which we'll talk about in a minute, which I really enjoyed. Axel Ridge is a really, really good, fantastic story. Moonlight, which is no small movie, no one's probably ever heard of. Really, really, really strong, powerful movie. And I just saw Arrival on Monday, which was, I loved it.
I heard it was really
good. Yeah, it's really good. And that sci-fi movie. So good diversity. And I mean, four really strong movies in a row. That's pretty good. I haven't had that in a long time. Right. So I know we, Mike, we touched on it briefly. You did see Doctor Strange. Yes. George, did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but I think I'm about to go see it this weekend. So I
mean, okay, so we'll talk Doctor Strange. We'll keep it spoiler free. I don't want to spoil it, you know. But I know I liked him. I read reviews online.
I'd like to talk about some of my issues that are non-story related.
That's fine.
I mean,
I'm a little familiar with the story anyway, so it's not going to surprise me anyway.
We'll come back to it though. I did want to discuss that this week, this Friday, I think it is, or Thursday, we get Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah.
Which is the new Harry Potter.
Right. And then after that, you have Moana, which is that the rock movie. Yeah, whatever.
It's Disney.
It's not a Pixar movie, though.
It can still be good. Disney does well. They're on a streak. There's a lot of good stuff coming out. We'll touch base in Star Wars, of course.
We'll get to that.
When it comes and hits, and we'll do all that. But
what else is coming out?
It's funny because I think it's close to our 1 year anniversary. You know, like it's the close, Real Mentor.
We started December. Week of the 18th last year. I forget exactly what day it was. When Force Awakens came out. So we'll do something for Force Awakens. Yeah.
There's something I kind of want to talk about, Rogue One.
I'll table it. I'll see if I bring it up maybe later. We'll get there. But yeah, so Doctor Strange. I know, it's not a spoiler, Joy. It's good, entertaining.
Yeah, well, it's made over $300 million.
Yeah, it looks great. You know, it's typical Marvel. It's safe. You know, mediocre villain and does what it does. But
my big ish, like you said, mediocre villain. But it also was the failure to produce a villain is really what my issue is. The guy. First of all, Mads Mikkelsen is a great actor. I like him a lot. Yeah. I love his work in Hannibal. He's got some great foreign work that he's done. If you get a chance,
I know he's a good actor.
Principally a TV actor, which is something that's different. I think he's very good. I think he's a good menacing villain. He did a good job in this movie. However, just kind of at the end, it just kind of faded off into nothing, and I was a little disappointed by that. And then the main bad was supposed to be Dormammu, and he was there for maybe 2 seconds.
Yeah,
it was just to me, the ending, without spoiling it for George, was very simplistic, and I disappointed.
Now, is that an issue with? I mean, we've talked about it already, but is that an issue that Marvel doesn't know how to make villains? Because I mean, if you look back in all the movies,
I
don't think it's a villain issue because they got plenty of villains. I think it's a story writing issue and their need to not, let me put it in a non-politically correct way. They don't want to impugn any, look, the biggest villains in the Marvel Universe have some kind of racial or cultural background. There's not just any nondescript cat that's a villain. It's just how it is. But that's superhero movies in general. To try to kind of pour white paint all over everything, to me, I think that's where they're making their mistakes. Is it a good movie? Yes, it's very good. Is it stylistically a good movie? Yes. Is it trippy? Yes. Is it Doctor Strange? Yes. Does Benedict Cumberbatch do an awesome job? I think he does. I do think his American accent was a little vanilla ice cream for me.
It was fine. It was fine.
No, I'm not saying it was bad. I just think it was a little too American.
Okay.
So he didn't come off as like a hick or something.
Right.
But it was just, you know, the dude's in New York. He's supposed to be very smart. He didn't sound like he had a kind of a, like if the greatest surgeons in the world, they do their fellowships and their residencies in Harvard or, you know, one of these big medical type schools. Mm-hmm. And he didn't sound like he had that kind of culture thing. He sounded like, you know, Jimbo from Indiana, you know, and to me, I was like, it just didn't resonate with me, his accent, but I thought he did a good, I think it sounded American.
Okay.
Yeah. I think of like Charles Winchester from MASH, you know what I'm saying?
I think they want to make him more likable. I think it'd be more likable if he didn't sound like that, I guess.
Right. But he started out as an arrogant, I apologize to all the knuckleheads that I work with, but surgeons, for the most part, are arrogant.
Yeah.
It's just part of their nature.
The God complex, is this?
Right, right. And I work with a ton of them, and I know I can deal with them. It's just like fighter pilots to me. I can talk to fighter pilots. I can talk to surgeons. That's just how I am. But that's just how they are, and I don't feel... I really didn't get a surgeon vibe.
Now, is there a contrast between Tony Stark and Doctor Strange?
Oh, big contrast. Because
they're both arrogant, but I mean, is there?
They're very similar from that standpoint. Yeah, they're both
sort of.
They're both arrogant. They're both self-centered. He's not selfish.
Snappy though. He wasn't snappy, humory, jokey.
Yeah.
Because they say there's a lot of humor in the movie. So.
There is humor in the movie, but he's some misplaced, serious, but he's a serious character.
But I think my issue with Marvel and the whole villains thing is that they just – it's not that they can't make a good villain. They just don't want to snap away from
making a villain because they don't want to vilify any group of segment of people.
I don't think so. I think
that's what it is.
I think it's for them. I think that they want to put – the focus squarely on its heroes.
I understand.
And there's such a focus on that.
Yeah, because, I mean, even for the Avengers, you know, like the villain is, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
He's not there that often. He's there like once in a little bit.
All I'm saying is if you look at something like a great comparison, real life comic book is pro wrestling, okay?
Right.
Hulk Hogan was made by great villains. Okay.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan wasn't made. You know, just getting into a wrestling match with Bob Backlund. You know what I'm saying? There had to be the Iron Sheik, right? There had to be King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant. That's what makes.
Well, you remember wrestling is also fueled by what's going on in the world outside the wrestling world. You know, like what they had with Sergeant Slaughter.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
And,
I just think it's an approach that Marvel takes with it because conversely, if you look at the. It's still a Marvel product, is the TV shows on Netflix. You have great villains, very topical things like with Luke Cage and what's going on, you know, with the climate around this. But with the movies,
why can't they do that?
Because I think they're really trying to put they're making fun and light and safe. That's what they do. And nothing wrong with that, which is why we never get a great villain. It's too safe for me. But hey, I get it. But people, they make tons of money because it's safe. You take the kids. Right. And the focus is always on that. Like Doctor Strange, this was a Doctor Strange movie.
I love everything else,
which is really cool. But I mean, they don't focus on the villain.
No, there was the effects I thought were. I saw it in 3D, which I never. That's against one of my. Yeah.
Do you have to watch it in 3D to get the full effect of it or not?
I think you do.
Because I mean,
I don't know how.
The spells, I thought.
I'll really have to see it without 3D to see. Oh, okay, 3D was much better. But I would recommend IMAX because an hour is filmed in IMAX footage. So, I sat in a theater,
by the way, that had. They had like. Lazy.
Yeah, because now ticket prices are ridiculous for like to go see a movie. So you know, either you go to the premiere, you know,
go for free.
if you don't go to the premiere, like if you don't get a chance, and you got to take someone else, that's already like $40 right there.
I went to this place in Pembroke Pines, Regal Westford.
I go to that one. I probably go tonight. Yeah,
and I paid $12 for matinee, but it was in. Fancy theater.
But it's nice.
It's a small venue. The screen is small, my opinion.
Reserve seating and all that stuff, which is nice.
Yeah, but that, like I said, it was Veterans Day. I tried to get a discount. They wouldn't give me a discount.
Oh, really? Bastards.
Yeah,
well. That's an American. Military ID.
That's not American.
Yeah.
Bastards. But I mean, either way,
not complaining. Yeah. It's just what I went
through. But again, going back to it, it is just the fact they just safe to play it safe. They don't want, I don't think it's anything to do with offending anybody because there are good villains. DC has good villains and nobody complains. No one's crying by the Joker or crying by Bane or whoever.
No, I think it's an error. I do too,
and I wish they would kind of change gears a little bit.
They have good villains.
Of course they got good villains.
Well, I mean, the comic books have good villains always. You know, like there's always a person that you love to hate.
There's good villains in all comic books. And I think, like I said, they just want to have their plan. They want to focus on the heroes and all that. And that's just how they choose to do it. And that's fine because they've chosen to do it quite the opposite in Netflix, you know, with a darker tone and obviously more mature.
But don't they see the ratings though from Netflix? I mean, they see that everybody.
Yeah, but at the same time, Marvel's not short of cash. I mean, like you said, Doctor Strange, you know, cleared. I think 300 worldwide in 1 week. I mean, they're not, you know, they're making tons of money, and that's just how they do it. You know, again, which we touched on last week, a couple weeks ago, about people, you know, as long as they go see these movies, they'll just make them the way they want to make them.
Yeah, that's
how it is, you know?
You talked about when you were watching General Hospital, which, by the way, what were you doing watching General Hospital?
No, he explained that already.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Oh, I guess I got to turn back.
He must have fell asleep.
I guess so, sometimes you look at the screen.
George is napping. George is having his one-on-one with Pikachu.
That's right.
I already gave him crap about that, and he explained himself out of his corner, man. Come on, man.
It's just the thing is...
George, just keep up, dude.
You know, producing over here, you know, you're trying to make sure everything works, so you know sometimes I tune out like Stu Gatz out here.
George is preparing for his the Fear production plug, which should be coming shortly.
He fired his intern, and he's all
that's what it is, bro. Yeah, I fired Pikachu.
George is still in episode 25, so we'll catch him up in a little bit.
Catch me up, yeah.
But either way, so Doctor Strange. But again, like things like Hacksaw Ridge, obviously, you know, Mike, you said, none of you guys have seen that one, of course.
Although I know that he saved, it's based on a true story.
Yeah, amazing story. I had no idea. Yeah.
Where he saved, 75 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a weapon?
Right.
Yeah, in a battlefield. It's not like he was.
Yeah, in the battlefield.
Yeah, it's not like he just stitched them up as a medic. He actually was in the battlefield and, you know, no weapons and doing what he. I mean, it's pretty badass.
That's what I'm like saying. I mean, without a weapon,
can I ask you a question?
A dirty look, maybe. That's all he had.
Do you think Mel Gibson is back You think that he's going to get more properties to manage?
It depends, because I think
he wasn't in this physically.
No. He's just strictly director. The thing is, they didn't have a great opening weekend.
Right, but it was also competing against a Marvel
movie. It was.
I think this is a movie like Passion of the Christ that's probably going to get a buzz.
Well, Passion of the Christ made tons of money because it got buzzed before. George, look up opening weekend for that movie. I think I want to say
is it Passion of the Christ?
I don't think it really took off till though.
No, I think week one. I think it broke records, if I'm not mistaken. Really? Double check that. Look opening weekend for that one.
That is a really good movie, by the way.
No, Mel Gibson's a serious director.
I'm going to tell you, Apocalypto, I thought was a
very good movie. Absolutely, he's great. I think if this movie gets nominated, whether it be acting or whatever, I think he's back in the mix. Because the studio is looking at financially, that it didn't make a lot of money, but if it can get that critical acclaim.
Here's a couple of things, and this is just my thought. Okay, I think part of this election that just happened, I think part of the reason why Hillary had some negative backlash outside of all her external protuberances was the amount of celebrities that supported her. I think a lot of regular folk rejected based on that, and I think that Hollywood in particular takes these opinions and they go after certain things. And I think Mel Gibson is embodiment of some of this. And I think that people, once they see that the product is quality, I think they'll come out and watch it.
They will.
It made $83 million
the first weekend.
It was 83 million.
That's a monster.
And then it's made about $400 million.
What year was that?
I'll tell you right now. It doesn't say
I want to say 2000, mid-2000s. I don't even know.
It's 2004.
2004. Yeah. So 83 back then, that's 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was on a production budget of $30 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It made 83 opening weekend and then about 611 worldwide.
No. I mean.
That dude Cavizio's still working.
He's great.
He's got a lot of...
Yeah. Speaking of Passion of Christ, I think Mel Gibson was going to do The Resurrection as well as his next movie. That's what I heard anyway, which is kind of interesting. But if he does it, I like him. This movie was really good, so
I don't care.
He's doing a series. Cavizio is doing a Person of Interest.
Right.
It's been on for like 5-6 years. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's still acting.
As long as the stuff is good, it's good to watch. I mean,
he looks totally different now.
Yeah.
He ain't looking like Jesus.
No.
Jesus. Jesucristo.
He's got one in 2019, like you said. Mel Gibson has Passion of the Christ Resurrection.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And then he's doing the Barbary Coast in development right now.
Okay, so he's still working, yeah. I think if he stays off the camera, I think it'll be fine. Because it's hard. A lot of people don't care about the director. Some do, some don't. They'll just say it from the Academy Award winning director of Braveheart, and
people are going to see this and they're going to get excited about it. I think if this movie starts to catch these kind of movies, to me anyway, start to catch a buzz later, because it's not one of those movies out of the bang that comes out and just wallops everything.
When Oscar season comes, if it gets nominated, I guess whatever, acknowledge, I think it would pick up steam. A lot of those movies do. They don't make any money. Like, Spotlight last year barely meant anything. All of a sudden, it got re-released after the Oscars, and it's making, $40, $50 million.
Hacksaw Ridge made $15 million opening weekend.
Yeah, it's not very good.
$25 million.
Like, granted, right, there was a lot of competition. I think Trolls came out and Doctor Strange. That's two pretty big properties.
Trolls is doing very well.
Yeah, for kids' movie, they always do well on Doctor Strange, obviously.
Not always.
Well, most of them, at least, get out of the gate pretty well.
It's a good license.
It opened November 4th. Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I guess, but either way, we'll see how it does and all that. There's a lot of good stuff coming up, so I'll be pretty busy watching movies for the rest of the year, which I'm kind of excited about.
Are you going to see the Harry Potter one?
I've never been a fan of it. Oh. And so I'm not sure if I'm going to watch it or not, because I don't know if I'll enjoy it, not knowing any of the lore.
Do you know where your screening is?
Oh, I got to check.
Trolls has made $178 million worldwide, $71 million in the States, $106 million foreign. So it's made $177 million.
In 2 weeks, it's done well.
It's a production budget of $125 million. So, it's made their money.
Animations usually like that. Not all of them, but they are.
Yeah, so that's Trolls. And it opened also on November 4th.
And the money they poured in.
November 4th. Yeah. So you saw Hacksaw Ridge beat it against that. So.
Right. So I'm saying they had two big movies next to it. opening went along with it. So, but that didn't help. But either way, it wasn't going to make tons of money anyway, I don't think.
But it's not that kind of movie.
Exactly. I am watching Bleed for This, which is the what's that boxer, the nut job who broke his neck, and
yeah, it's
I forget his name.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, I got yeah.
I
forget his name. Jesus.
No, Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, Tasmanian Devil. Yeah,
Tasmanian.
Yeah, right. Him. Yeah.
Vinny Paciencia. That's
him. Yeah, he has called me up. And,
gosh, I don't know.
There's a bunch of stuff, Monster Calls and all. I'm really looking forward to seeing. But either way, so we'll get into that later. But let's get back. There's a couple of things that kind of dropped, which is kind of interesting because we talked about rebooting and, you know, all these sequels and all that. So I heard that the executives from Fox, I guess, because they're talking about Deadpool 2. Which obviously had his issues that last couple weeks.
You know, I heard Tarantino was attached to it at one point.
He's not let that go. There was a petition, he's morons, a petition of Tarantino. Tarantino will never
Tarantino won't do a Marvel movie.
Exactly.
He needs to have 100%
control. Absolutely. He likes to do his own. So that was just ridiculous. That was dumb. But either way, was it Miller, his name, the director?
Yeah.
Tim Miller, there we go.
Yeah.
Who created Differences for whatever that was worth, you know, left the project. Ryan Reynolds, you know, pretty much canned them, I think. So that's kind of in the air. But they announced the third one already. And they want to introduce the X-Force. The one that Cable's...
X-Force.
Yeah, they're introducing Deadpool 3 or whatever. And then they want to go ahead and reboot again the X-Men.
Stupid.
I was like, oh my God. And it's funny because I guess the guy's writing it like, well, we're going to reboot it, but Jennifer Lawrence, Fassbender, and McAvoy are all... the doors open for them to come back, which is kind of, it's like, if you're going to reboot it, fucking reboot it. don't half it, because it's not a reboot. You just basically make a new X-Men with the same characters.
I don't understand why they keep rebooting. I guess the Batman's going to be a reboot, too.
I mean, technically, that happens all the time. So, again, which we talked about.
I'm sick of the freaking reboot.
It's like rebooting. I mean,
if the one before sucked, I could see it. But the last three X-Men movies, well, Apocalypse not so much.
Apocalypse okay, but the previous two were great.
Days of Future Past and
First
Class were both excellent.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I don't think it needs a reboot, but I mean, I guess it'll make sense because we got Logan coming out. We're going to be...
But Logan's not even a friggin' reboot.
No, but I'm saying, I think that's going to mark the end of... Because Hugh Jackman, he's done with the character.
Yeah, he obviously said it was done.
And I think Patrick Stewart is as well, so it's kind of fitting. They'll end together, and you know, they're the ones that started off for the most part. Those are central characters in the very, very first X-Men that came out.
Is Singer going to be attached?
No, Singer's he's out from what I hear as far as any future X-Men projects. Right. He may be a producer or something in that capacity, but that's it. But again, so it might be fitting that they're going to wipe the slate clean. They'll do Logan and close that chapter, and here we go, a whole new class of X-Men and whatever. They may tie it in with Deadpool and stuff, which would be kind of interesting. Because then they introduce us to like
Colossus. I think they make money on that franchise, so Fox doesn't
want to go. Of course. Oh, that ain't go. Not a chance. There you go. No way. That's just too big. And Deadpool to them is huge.
Marvel would love to have that property back.
Oh, they'd be dying to get their hands on that. And Fantastic Four, which Fox is not letting go either.
Will they reboot Fantastic Four?
Of course they're going to reboot it.
Fantastic Four will never make money. Never. Don't care who.
I won't go as far as to say. I never say never. I don't think they'll do it anytime soon. They may do it like in 5 years, which they should wait at least 5 years. Redo it. You never know,
I think they got to wait 10. Sour taste in their mouth from the prior.
That's what I'm saying, but they're not going to give it to Marvel.
Prior two, dude.
They're probably three.
Yeah, even when they had the Silver Surfer.
Version.
Okay, so bad. I don't know. You just can't get it right. But I'm not going to say never make money. They might do well. You never know. They might. They got a good director attached to it.
Maybe they make an animation. Who knows?
No, they're not going to go. But then I let it go.
The animation is the
They may sell it back to Marvel for all I care. Which, again, I don't know if I'm happy about that either. I don't see more. Get the same Marvel treatment, the same safe approach. Because Fantastic Four is good villains too. Like Doctor Doom, for example, who is iconic. And he's been dragged through the mud. It's bad. Both versions have been horrific of Doctor Doom. And yeah. It's embarrassing.
No, the last one was...
Yeah, oh my God. I don't think it was even Doctor. I don't know who it was. So he just called him Doom because it was embarrassing. It was one of the worst movies last year, that's for sure. But whatever, it'll make money.
Did win a Razzie.
All right, good for that. All right.
John Travolta has more Razzies than anybody else, I think.
John Travolta needs to retire.
I think we need to look at that, but I'm pretty sure he does. Although Nick Cage might be.
Look at him. Nick Cage. Oh, man. It should be named the Cage Award.
Nick Cage Lifetime Achievement Award.
The Razzie Lifetime. That's what they need. Actually, we kind of Mike, give me, who will be your five nominees for Lifetime Achievement and Razzie Award?
Well, Uwe Boll as a director, I think, would be is a no-brainer.
Okay.
Because he's done some amazingly bad
movies. Yeah.
Sorry. let's see here.
Do we have John Travolta?
I think John Travolta should be on there.
Oh, yeah. So, versus Stallone for sure. Razzie. No. Oh, no. He got the Redeemer Award.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's yeah, a, but,
no, he doesn't get Lifetime Achievement.
No, so Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory got worst supporting actress.
No, but how many? Who's has the most?
That's what we were right asking.
I would probably put Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
You have to have Nick Cage in there. There's no doubt.
He's done some
Joel Schumacher needs to be on there.
Yeah. Actually, I got into a semi heated discussion with a friend of mine about the movie Tigerland, which he directed, which is that guy was trying to tell me that Full Metal Jacket wasn't as good as Tigerland. And I had to say to him,
wow.
I don't know if you've seen Tigerland or not.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie.
It's not.
Kevin Costner?
It's nothing near.
Kevin Costner, they say they won the most Razzies.
Him? Really?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't go there with.
I mean, he hasn't always hit, but I mean.
For, what was that movie?
I mean, he's on crap.
Dry Land is not our destination.
Yeah, but
it is our destiny.
Oh, God.
He's not that bad.
He's made a lot of good movies.
Yeah, the
Robin
Hood
is a terrible movie.
That's a bad one. But he's made a lot of good ones. So I wouldn't put Light now. It had to be Nicolas Cage for sure.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry's made some movies.
She won an Oscar, so I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, but she did the worst actress for Catwoman.
Yeah, but it's only once. I'm talking about. We have a consistently a bad career. Like I wouldn't say, I guess, John Travolta, because he's done some okay work.
John Travolta's done terrible movies.
Though. But no, I'll put Travolta on there.
Staying Alive.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. No, Battlefield Earth. He deserves just for that.
He got a whole bunch of work off of Pulp Fiction. Once Pulp Fiction hit, then he dropped a bunch of movies in a row that were just really heinous. Michael is one of them that I can think of, where he was the angel. Remember that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
And just a bunch phenomenal, of
phenomenal
really bad.
Phenomenon. I think it was
the General's
one.
Daughter.
General's daughter.
Ready? Sylvester Stallone has been nominated 30 times for a Razzie.
Really?
Has won eight. You know, he's won eight Razzies.
I would have.
Kevin Costner's had 14 nominations. He has won five. You know, many Oscar winners who Razzie has also smiled. You know, nominated for 3,000 Miles to Graceland, The Bodyguard, For Love of the Game, The Postman, Waterworld, Wyatt Earp.
What's the matter with 3,000 Miles to Graceland and Wyatt Earp?
Okay. It wasn't Razzie worthy, right. But
here we go. Madonna had 13 nominations.
Oh, I would toss her ass in there for sure.
Eight wins. You know, for Truth or Dare, Bloodhounds on Broadway, Body of Evidence, Die Another Day. For, you know,
she's been in a lot of
Four Rooms.
Yeah,
that movie she did with Sean Penn was terrible.
That was awful. I forgot the name of it, but I know it's
Chinese something.
I don't know something. Susan, other ones. Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yeah,
it's
terrible. Yeah.
How do I know
that
movie? I don't know.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh my God.
No, he's done way too much good stuff to put him to be nominated for the Lifetime Razzie Award.
He's been nominated 12 times.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Through
Nash.
Nash, Harlem Nights,
Vampires in Brooklyn.
That was awful.
Norbit, imagine that. Dave, meet Dave.
Norbit isn't that bad.
Even Sharon Stone.
Bowfinger is a lot worse than Norbit.
Yeah.
I love Steve Martin too.
Yeah.
I love Steve Martin.
But look, Sharon Stone's nominated 11 times. You know, she won three.
I'm surprised about Sylvester. I mean, I think Stallone's not a real actor. Well, I'll take it back.
Has Joe Pesci been?
Well, Adam Sandler's had 10 nominations.
Adam Sandler, his ass deserves to be nominated for the Razzie. Yes. That's a name. That's a lifetime achievement right there.
And,
you can do it.
Oh, God, he's
and then,
so bad.
You know, the Wayans so brothers.
Schneider should probably.
You know, the Wayans brothers, Marlon Wayans and Sean Wayans.
Oh, that's bad. Ooh, that's smelly.
They haven't done enough bad movies.
They've been pretty bad.
Because Sandler's done crap for like 10 years, and I mean straight garbage for
White Chicks, Little Man, all that.
Little Man
is so bad.
White Chicks is really
Little
bad
White.
Too.
White Chicks, I laugh at all times. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
You know,
it's not Razzie worthy, I don't think.
Here's more. Burt Reynolds. Or,
Burt Reynolds been in some great movies.
He's done some good early on.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Cannonball Run 2, Ren a Cop, Cop and a Half. That Driven movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh yeah,
The Dukes of Hazzard. You know,
was he in the Dukes of Hazzard?
Was in Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, he's a worst supporting actor.
Oh yeah, he's a boss hog. Yeah,
yeah.
Was he boss hog?
And then,
Burr, what are you doing, man?
striptease with Demi Moore.
Listen, he's got to eat. The man's got to eat, dude. I mean,
even George Lucas.
He lost his looks. He's got it.
Even George Lucas has been nominated for Razzies. 9 nominations for Razzies. He's won twice.
Red Tails, probably.
No, for Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Okay, agreed. Yeah.
And for Star Wars Episode 1 for Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, right. Oh, the prequel.
He wasn't the director of that movie.
It was.
Oh,
yeah, for the
Phantom Menace,
the prequels.
I got another one.
Yeah, George
Steven Seagal.
Producer,
okay. Well, Steven Seagal Steven Seagal is nominated along with Adam Sandler for sure. Look up the director of Phantom Menace. I want to. Oh, just look
it's
at George Lucas.
I'm
90% sure.
Okay, here it is. Episode 1: The Phantom Menace. Worst director, worst picture, worst screenplay.
Worst director.
Him.
I see George Lucas. Yeah, George Lucas. He did all three.
Really?
That's where they're all bad. Sir. Yeah. Yes, he's really, I mean, you take away.
Speaking of that, that second one is so heinous. That second one, I can fast forward through.
Attack of the Clones, Star Wars. Oh,
did you say last week that they weren't that bad?
No. That's not what I said. I said the CG was bad.
Oh, and for Willow, worst screenplay for Willow.
Willow's cool, man. When you're 10,
I call people, short people, pecs still.
Travolta, nominated 7 times. He's won 3.
I'll put Travolta. Let's put Travolta, Sandler, Schumacher, Nick Cage.
Bo Derek has won 5 Razzies.
Yeah, but nobody cares about her. Yeah,
no one cares about her.
Nobody
cares
about her. Actress.
Yeah,
M. Night Shyamalan out there.
Yeah, he should be.
Well, he should be not. Yeah, I'll give you that. Although
he's done one good movie. One.
No, one. No, Mike. J-Lo. No.
He's done more than one?
Yes.
Oh, Unbreakable.
Yeah, exactly. Unbreakable. Signs I liked, and I said the greatest thing I ever signed. Then after that,
Swing Away.
Then after that is bad. Then after that is bad.
The Village.
They just.
Lady in the Water.
Lady in the Water is horrible. Wow.
Devil.
Well, that wasn't his. He just produced it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's produced it.
The Elevator movie.
But it's terrible. It's bad. But actually, the last one, it wasn't that bad. The one that The Visit. Not that, it wasn't that bad. It was, and he's got a new one coming out with McAvoy, and it's supposed to be really, really good. Like, it's like Split. It's like some guy, McAvoy plays a guy with 30 personalities or something. It hurts really good. You know, from what Dirty Buzz was. But he's done
Last
Airbender, After Earth. Oh, my God.
Ben Affleck, though.
Did he do After Earth?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But Ben Affleck's been nominated, but this is early.
Ben Affleck, he's
redeemed himself.
He's redeemed himself 10 times, we're fine.
Nominations, he's got 7. He's
but
twice.
He was on a Nicolas Cage trajectory for a while. I'll give you that.
Is Pearl Harbor one of the ones he was that he won for?
Oh, God, the Reindeer Games.
Yeah, well, he's
although he was the Bombs and Phantoms.
It was Armageddon, Geely, Paycheck, Daredevil, Jersey Girl, and Pearl Harbor.
Okay, Armageddon's not a horrible
movie. That one really sucks, man. Hate the devil. Really? It's Michael Bay. Dude. He's horrible.
Here's
dude.
Another one.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You know, Rob Schneider.
Don't want to close my eyes.
I hate that movie. I can't stand it. So bad.
Yeah, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, but he doesn't count.
Rob Schneider is terrible.
I think Will Smith. You know what? I want to say Will Smith should be in consideration for the Razzie.
He hasn't been here.
You know, Concussion isn't a terrible movie.
It's not a terrible movie. I'm not. I won't say that. But he's done.
And the other that Happiness movie that he did.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Put up his list. Put up IMDb. I'm curious to see Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
I want to count
Jaden Smith for sure.
And I want to count the good movies he's been in because I tell you he's got
maybe 4.
I would say 5. Which is not a lot.
The first movie.
Dali.
Dali.
No, first movie.
Good movies.
Oh, okay. 16 Days of Separation is a good movie.
That's a good movie.
They're like Dali.
Pursuit of Happiness isn't a bad movie. It isn't a bad movie.
There's a lot of movies here for Will Smith.
Okay, let's go.
Bring it. This first one was 6 Degrees of Separation. That was his first 6 Degrees of Separation?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Which is a good, very good movie. That's really good.
Okay, so, well, there's a... Movies After Earth,
start from the beginning.
He was in Blossom for one episode. 6 Degrees of Separation.
I don't
want to hear
about TV.
Yeah, 6 Degrees of Separation, Made in America.
Okay, then slow down. So 6 Degrees of Separation, that's one. 6 Degrees of Separation is one.
Made in America.
Next.
Bad Boys.
Next.
Independence Day.
Next.
Men in Black.
Good.
Yeah, good movie.
Oh, good movie. Yeah, come on, first one. Yeah, first one's great. Yeah.
Enemy of the State.
Next.
I think it's all right. That one, pull that back.
We'll table that.
Okay,
Wild Wild West.
Terrible.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Terrible. Garbage.
Ali was good.
Okay.
I didn't like it, but go ahead. I'll put Ali. He felt like he deserved an Oscar for that movie. Which,
he was good in it, so I'll give him Ali.
You know what, though? He felt like he deserved an Oscar for that movie, which pissed me off, which started me on the road to not liking him.
So, go ahead. What else after Ali?
Well, you know the Men in Black sequels?
No.
Bad Boys 2, Shark Tale.
Terrible, even worse.
iRobot.
Terrible.
By the way, I didn't know you could get punched through the window of a Metro Mover.
You can, apparently.
Apparently you can. Hitch.
Terrible.
Not good.
Actually, I didn't think it was that bad.
It's not good.
I didn't think it was that bad. The Pursuit of Happiness.
Next.
It's all right.
I Am Legend.
Next.
Really bad.
7 Pounds.
Next.
Terrible.
Hancock.
terrible movie. That's one of his worst.
He was in Anchorman 2, an ESPN reporter.
No, but that doesn't count.
After Earth.
Terrible.
Winter Tale.
What?
Winter's Tale.
Winter's Crap.
That's a cartoon.
Oh,
man. Doesn't count.
Okay. Focus.
I never saw that.
Focus is okay.
Yeah, he teaches some girl how to like.
It's Margot Robbie's first or second one. It's good. It's not terrible. But I mean, I'm not gonna say it's goodish. I'll table that one.
Okay.
Concussion.
So we got two table. Concussion was
good.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
It's fine.
And then Suicide Squad.
Decent.
Okay.
He was good in it.
It was okay.
Well, he's got.
I mean, I like Suicide Squad.
He's got a couple movies.
But it's not a great one.
You know,
so as far as great movies, he's done three that I would say.
Oh,
decent movies.
No, these are like 5 or 6. So we had like with 2 or 3 we tabled.
Right.
But dude, that kind of career, his notoriety is on like really 6 degrees.
You can do the same crap with The Rock, though, honestly. The Rock has been in a lot of movies. The Rock makes more money than anybody in Hollywood right now.
The Rock is popular, but he's more popular.
But dude, he doesn't have. His movies are garbage, dude.
He's done a lot of crap. Don't get me wrong.
No, he's done a whole ton of crap. What has he done that's actually good?
He's done.
All right, here we go. Here's The Rock.
Don't tell me the Fast and Furious either, because those are all bad movies.
But they're fun movies, but they're bad.
They're bad movies.
I'll watch it.
The Game Plan?
Really? Did you just say The Game Plan?
That's good. That's a really bad movie.
It's a bad movie. It's a bad movie, but I'm just saying.
The Game.
Be Cool?
No, it's not good.
That's awful.
It's not good. He's done that. Walking Tall was a
good
one. That was a good one.
I didn't even like Get Shorty, by the way. Just so
the Rundown.
Shorty's great, but when
it's not great.
The Rundown?
Yeah, it is. The Rundown's a good movie.
It's all right. Yeah, I like
for what it is.
What about The Scorpion King?
Actually, you know why that movie is good? It's because the other guy that was in that movie was a really good show.
William Scott.
Sean William Scott. Yeah, he's good.
But Rock is good. That's a good movie. I mean, it's a good
movie. There's a lot of WWE stuff out here.
No, no, don't put the WWE. Just put the movies.
What's Pikachu do? Let's get him back in.
The first one was
Scorpion King, which is
the Scorpion King. Yeah, because it had
the Mummy Returns.
The Mummy Returns
good.
No,
the Mummy Returns
is terrible.
The Mummy Returns was the first one. Then the Scorpion King.
Right next.
Then you had the Rundown.
Good.
And this is Walking Tall.
Good.
Terrible.
Be Cool.
Walking Tall is good. Be Cool is terrible.
Doom.
Terrible.
Green Iron Gang. Green Iron Gang.
Awful.
Not good.
Southland Tales.
I don't even know what that is.
Neither do I. Next.
Yeah. Then he was in Reno 911. Corey in the House. No. Hannah Montana. The Game Plan.
That's a Disney stretch.
Get Smart.
Get Smart
was okay.
It was okay.
Race to Witch Mountain.
Never saw it.
He lost that race.
Tooth Fairy.
Terrible. The worst. That's right. That's how Rob Schneider's in that movie, I think.
The Rock in a Tutu. What is this world come to? No.
Yeah, God. The Rock in a Tutu.
It's so bad.
The Other Guys.
Next. He was a 5 minutes in that movie. Yeah. He was great in that movie. 5 minutes. Yeah. But yeah.
Faster.
It was a funny movie, actually.
Faster.
No.
That's the one where he's a. No. No.
He was a driver in that one.
Actually, that's not that bad.
No.
Fast Five.
It's not a good movie. Fast Five was.
Journey 2.
Journey 1.
I don't even know.
Journey 1 was
you skipped Journey 1.
The guy from The Mummy.
No, I know what you're talking about. Brendan Fraser or whatever.
Brendan Fraser, yeah. Which he hasn't done anything in a long time.
That's the reason for that.
Snitch.
Snitch is a good movie.
This
is a good movie.
Yeah, G.I. Joe Retaliation. Empire State. Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain was okay.
Empire State's not bad.
They're okay. They're okay.
And he's revived his career. Well, he's trying to with Fast and Furious because he did 5, 6, 7.
He's making tons of money on that.
Hercules.
Next.
Terrible.
San Andreas. Which
next.
Awful.
Furious 7.
Actually, to go back to San Andreas for a second, the effects in that movie are so bad.
That movie's terrible.
It is like, you might as well I swear to God, a couple times in that movie, there's a scene he does where he's sitting in a helicopter, right? And you could literally see the hands of somebody, I think, beneath it, moving set pieces in the background.
It's like watching
Ed
Wood.
No, you know, the funny part is that he was in that movie, Jem, and the Holograms.
Was he really?
He was?
Yeah, he was himself in that movie.
I played a quick cameo or something.
Yeah. Well, Central Intelligence. And Moana.
Which we don't know yet.
So that's a lot of bad movies.
He's actually doing Jumanji.
Yeah, I know. We can put that in the bad category already.
Wow,
yeah,
he's got 15 projects in production. Like,
oh, he's
the hardest working man.
But even when he's bad, he's still likable.
He's doing.
Like, Smith can be. It's just.
I liked him in Central Intelligence, even though it was a terrible movie.
Yeah, but he's always good.
Anything Kevin Hart's in is really.
He's doing Big Trouble in Little China.
Doing Little China.
He's doing that. San Andreas 2. Then he's doing Alpha Squad 7.
Yeah.
Journey 3.
Apparently San Andreas wasn't destroyed enough. Needs a sequel to finish.
Jungle Cruise. He's doing Doc Savage. Fast 8.
Doc Savage just looks
good. Baywatch. Jumanji.
Baywatch is coming out next year.
Rampage.
It's out the video game. Yeah.
He had a Disney contract? Is that what this is?
It ended already. That's when he did the Tooth Fairy and the game plan. That was his little.
Yeah.
He lost all the weight. He was kind of thin in those movies. Then he bulked up.
And Shazam. He's doing Shazam.
Is the other
Black Adam. He's playing Black Adam.
Yeah,
but you see that's what he's doing.
But he's not rising.
Who's another one we could talk about?
Oh man, like overrated. Well, The Rock's not overrated.
Will Smith's overrated. Razzie people that are famous and you can't figure out why.
Oh, well, definitely.
Well, we talked about Nick Cage.
Yeah, but Nick Cage has done some quality movies.
He did.
Well, Leaving the Las Vegas is one.
No, he has good Raising Arizona.
See, the thing is, Tom Cruise is not Razzie worthy. He's the opposite.
Of course
not. No.
Don't ever mention Razzie and Tom Cruise in the same sentence, dude. He's done a couple of bad movies.
But Jack Reacher movie is really bad. Yeah,
but he's done a couple of bad ones. But for the most part, I say 80% of his movies are really good.
So Tom Hanks, same ballpark? You know, would you say Tom Hanks is not Razzie worthy?
No, like, you can't. Oh, he's really Razzie proof.
Exactly.
So we have
Daniel. Even when he was bad in the '80s, it was still kind of cool.
So you got Daniel Day-Lewis, good actor, not Razzie worthy.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, there's just tons of non-Razzie.
There's guys you can't. You'll never get a Razzie for him. Liam Neeson will never get any of the Fame brother. No, come on, dude.
Liam Neeson's
with the Take It.
He's got a particularly set of skills to make some really bad movies lately, man. I don't know, man.
He's made some bad movies, but it's not because of him, dude. He's great in the movies. I don't care.
Saying he's not Razzie proof. He has some chinks in the
Fiennes brothers, both the Fiennes brothers. Neither one of them, I think, are Razzie.
Meryl Streep, Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton, DiCaprio.
Right.
The big names, Tom Hardy, all the big names, Christian Bale.
Even Brad Pitt.
Bad Pitts, it's fine. But
did you see the trailer to Allied?
Not yet. I know it's out there.
You haven't seen a trailer?
I know what it's about, but I haven't seen it. Cotillard, her name?
Yeah, Marion
Cotillard. Yeah, the one he cheated with for Jolie.
Allegedly.
Now, would Penelope Cruz be Razzie worthy?
Who?
Penelope Cruz? I mean, she's done good movies.
No, dude. She's done a couple of good movies.
She's done good movies.
She's done bad movies, too.
She's done... Yeah, I she had done a whole lot enough to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think she's done enough.
She's done enough, yeah.
You can't really put her in that.
No.
I think Javier Bardem, though, you can. He's.
Really?
No.
I think Javier Bardem is very good.
Oh, okay. I think he meant Razzie worthy in a way.
No, he's not Razzie worthy. He's al contrario. Done good movies.
Let's see, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, but you can't count that.
No, she's Razzie worthy. But you can't count that either. So I see bad directors, too. We mentioned Schumacher.
Amy Schumer, you can put in there.
It's too soon. She might actually have a turnaround.
Last movie she did, Cena was great in that movie. She was terrible.
The whole movie was terrible. It was overrated.
John Cena was very funny.
Yeah, she was.
See, some of the movies that Bardem's done that were actually very good, like that. And Mar Adentro, which is the sea inside. Collateral.
No, he's done a lot of good movies.
No Country for Old Men puts him almost.
No Country for Old Men.
His performance, yes.
I'm not saying that movie. I'm saying his performance.
Movie. Eat, Pray, Love, Beautiful.
Oh, God.
He's done that. He did that.
James Bond movie, though, he was very good in that. Skyfall
was great. Yeah. He did the one really Scott, which was the one Erwin did. Cameron Diaz and Brad Pitt and him. What's the name? It was.
Troy?
No, it was like a year ago. Ridley Scott did it. It was Cameron Diaz.
The Last Face?
No. God, what's the name of that stupid freaking movie? It was horrific. It had a tremendous cast.
Automata?
No. Keep going. Oh,
The Gunman. No. The Last Face, The Gunman, Automata, The Counselor.
The Counselor. That's the one.
I never saw that.
Oh, my God. Horrific. And what tremendous cast.
That was Ridley Scott.
Penelope Cruz was in that.
Look, it's Michael Fassbender, Penelope Cruz.
Look at that
Cameron
cast.
Diaz.
I wonder how much
Rosie Perez, Ruben Blades, Brad Pitt.
No, it was horrible. It was super.
Is it as bad as Hail Caesar?
Because
it's worse than Hail Caesar.
And Dean Norris from Breaking Bad.
Hank himself.
Poor Hank.
He has got to eat too, dude. Breaking Bad ended. I gotta eat. Give me something.
This is why Breaking Bad ended.
I gotta eat. But let's move away from the movie talk for a second. Let's do some TV and all that. I know Mike Westworld. Obviously, I recommend the show. I won't talk about it because none of you guys have seen it yet.
No, but it's in the queue.
We're both gonna watch it.
It's a really good. I mean, the premise is nothing new. It's about artificial intelligence. We've seen that before 1,000 times.
Buddy of mine's told me that what's his face is awesome in this movie. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris is great.
But they recreate
a theme park based off the Wild West and have this other everybody in there. It's like almost like a video game. All these storylines, like kind of like Grand Theft Auto. And humans will pay like $40,000 a day or something to go visit this park, whatever. They dress you up as a cowboy and you can go do whatever you want. There's all these storylines already interwoven into this world, and the further you venture out, the more dangerous it gets. So you can choose to do one story. It's up to you what you want to do in there.
Now, if you die in the thing, do you die in real life?
No, it's not like a virtual reality thing. It's like physically,
it's real.
It's real.
They're androids.
Those are the people who inhabit this world. Is all the androids and all that.
So if you die, the
androids can't kill you. They're programmed that way. You can kill them all you want. You can go in there just shoot everybody if you want. That's what you want to do. But so be it. If you want,
but there's other people along in the world too, so you have to.
Yeah, but y'all know kind of an idea who it is. But so the doll, all these intelligence now, a couple of them starting to realize what they are.
Right, they
think they're real. Self-aware, exactly. So it's on that, and there's a big mystery behind people who made the park. And I don't want to get too much away, but it's Hopkins is great in the show. Anthony Hopkins, great acting.
I love Ed Harris. I'm a huge Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, he's so good in the show. He's awesome. He plays he's almost like villain-ish role somewhat. Madsen's in it. Forgot his name.
Michael Madsen.
Yes, is that him? The guy who did Psychops. Is that his name?
No, that's James Marsden.
Marsden, I'm sorry. There you go. Yeah,
he's Michael Madsen's the chubby guy that was in Reservoir Dogs.
I mixed them. Okay, but it's a really good show.
You got James Marsden, Evan Rachel Wood.
She's great in the show.
Shannon Woodward, Ed Harris, Anthony Hopkins, Luke Hemsworth, Angela Sarafian.
It's a strong cast. It's a lot of people you see in movies all the time. But it's a really strong show. So obviously there's something going on with
this dude. Clifton Collins Jr.
He's been in
movies. You saw him and you're like,
there's a guy from that thing.
Star Trek, Mindhunters, Transcendence, Pacific Rim. He's in some of those movies.
Nothing good, apparently.
Yeah, Anonymous.
Razzie contestant. But it's a really strong show. It's very well executed. I guess it's gotten better the last 2 or 3 weeks. I highly recommend it. Goliath, you started watching that. I finished it this morning.
I'm going to have to double
really
back.
Good.
Because,
it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Are they going to do a second season? Is it second seasonable?
It is, I think. I mean, I like it. The storyline.
I'm just asking the finish. Is it open-ended or?
No, not open-ended. Like everything. It wraps up, closes. It's obviously a court drama.
Maria Bello.
Maria Bello is
great in that movie.
Yeah, they resolve it. Yeah. But
actually, there's a lot of that show has a lot of that guy from that thing type.
It does.
Wow.
Yeah, it does.
Harold Perrineau.
It does. There's a lot of them.
William Hurt, very good.
William Hurt and Billy Bob Thornton and
Harold,
oh, fantastic!
Yeah. He's a lawyer in that movie.
Yeah, they're so good. He's a judge.
He's a judge.
I thought it was. I thought he was a lawyer that was a real jerk.
No, he's a judge. He's a judge. But it's a great performance. Billy Bob's fantastic in the show.
Billy Bob's always good.
Born for these kind of
he's
roles.
He's one of those dudes. He might be Razzie proof. He's done some really good movie. He's done a lot of really good small movies.
Yeah.
You're talking about Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, he's great. I like him. He's so good. He's so good in the show and all that.
He did Armageddon, though.
I'll give you that.
Is he Razzie proof?
You can have a couple of bad movies in there. Right? Everybody's got bad movies in their resume.
He's got
some really good movies, though. No, he does. You know, well, Bad Santa 2 is coming out. Oh, boy.
He did the Entourage movie.
not a great movie, but
a bad movie, but not a good movie.
Yeah, it's
I didn't like. I don't. That's not my gig.
Yeah, and I like Entourage. The show.
I like Entourage
Speaking of Entourage, I bailed on Ballers after like 3 episodes or 4 episodes.
Yeah, I didn't see the last couple. I just didn't care.
I didn't care.
There's better shows for me to watch than right. spend time with that. It's just I know it's
only. Well, no, last year I was kind of a fan of the show, so it was, but it was very Entourage-y.
That's what it is.
It's Entourage for the NFL, I guess it's different.
Well, it's very Entourage for the NFL because the guys that are on Entourage, they have these stupid celebrities that show up.
And actually, they're moving, because in the film here in Miami, they're moving it back to California.
What, Ballers?
Yeah, they're going to film it out there now because I guess it's too expensive. I don't know.
What you call it, filmed down here for years and they moved it to California and it killed the show? Burn Notice.
Burn Notice, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. So,
it was here for like 4 years, I think, and they moved it back to California to show it to the crapper straight away. I just enjoyed watching the show because you could see Miami. Yeah, Miami is a cool place.
It is. And that thing bothers. It's cool because you think, oh, I know what that is, but whatever. It's not a great show. I don't even care. I can cancel it for
I think
care.
Is, yeah, that's how you know. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, like whatever. If it's on, I feel like whatever. It's not the worst show, but it's not that great either. And of course, you know, we'll circle back and we'll end it with Walking Dead. We talked about it in a pre-production meeting or what have you, but just like I thought,
the last 2 weeks
it's back to what they do, and that's giving us very slow and
right. I think they get
episodes.
The formula is the season premiere. They bring you a freaking hit like a home run, grand salami, and
they'll probably do that in like in a couple of weeks or whatever when you know something happens with Ezekiel or whatever, you know, eventually.
And the thing is, again, with the narrative problems with the show, they keep you know giving us focus on one storyline at a time. This show can multitask to save its life. And we got the Carol centric episode when they introduced Ezekiel, and last week it was all about Daryl and a little bit, you know, some Negan was in there, of course, which I like Negan. But now they forget about Rick and all the crew after they just gave us a great episode one, you know, continue that and they just abandon it for a couple of weeks. And I think he's back next week. But you can't do that. It's just like, oh, my God, give us. We want to see Rick. We want to see the aftermath and what's going on.
I sit there and I go, this is why the show sits on my DVR and doesn't move. They get my attention for an episode, and then it goes into the
suckered in. You get suckered in. Maybe next week's really good. I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, but by then, a lot of people that tuned in are not
They're going to get bent back.
No, they're going to get bent back. It happens all the time.
Yeah. It'll sit on their DVR and they'll watch it.
They'll watch it. A lot of people, there's a lot of diehard fans of that show and they'll watch it no matter what.
There's other shows to me, like Designated Survivor is a show I started watching. I saw the first 2 episodes and I can't even bring myself to look at the episode. Wow. It's just how it is. It starts out hot and then it dies. Quantico is another one like that. Starts out hot and dies.
Yeah, Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah,
she's in movies in Bollywood, whatever, like you know, foreign movies. But she just
she's a beautiful girl, but the show sucks. Sorry.
No, the thing is that she was a big actress.
Watch it on mute.
She was a big actress on you know in India.
I don't have much time on my hands, and if I'm gonna watch TV, I'll watch TV that I enjoy watching.
Because even Westworld. Westworld's the same time as Walking Dead. I'm watching Westworld. You know, this is not even a discussion on that. But I'll keep watching Walking Dead because it's a popular show. We'll talk about it. The show. Maybe it gets better. Who knows? Whatever.
The other thing with Netflix now is that they've made Netflix and Amazon Prime have made it so you when you don't have a TV show to watch, you can burn through one of their like Goliath. I think it's only 8 episodes.
It is only 8.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, except I think the episodes are an hour and a half, aren't they?
No, they're an hour, a little bit less. Yeah, Goliath is on Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really good, though. It's a really good show. Amazon Prime.
It's out there in Spiz Ace, too.
Yeah. But either way, so that's all the time we got here. Once again, we'll make it the rounds, starting with Mike. What you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to say it was good to have you guys back. I love the show that you put up the other day, George. I thought it was great. Enjoyed it. Our last show.
Yes, sir. Thank
Since you don't put any of your shows up anymore, I can't listen to that.
No, I'll put some of those.
Left Field Productions contractually obligates him to remain solely to the Real Mentors.
It's an exclusive.
I'm going to do a podcast too. It'll be part of our family as well.
You talked about that. Yeah.
What are you starting?
Don't know yet, but I'm putting something together.
It's in the works.
It's in the pipeline,
as you say.
It's a project tentatively called Open Mic.
Okay.
So, which I think is a good name.
I like that, actually. It's good.
So we're gonna roll with that. I wanted to wish good luck to my youngest daughter, Dominique, who's doing her first bodybuilding competition this tonight. So
oh, wow.
Up in West Palm Beach, we'll be going up there to watch that thing.
Nice.
Excited. Other than that, I'm going to watch a bunch of TV and movies.
Of course, man. So we do. George?
Right. Yeah, you know what? Obviously, I wanted to thank all the people that have given us feedback and comment on our show, Dali. You know, and that apparently I'm not good under pressure.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, they only knew what
the Joker.
If they only knew what the you know.
What do you have to endure, right?
Yeah. Well, how much we have to prepare for our show? You
this
know,
is,
like
this is he's like the world's oldest millennial.
You know, like seriously.
That was a great line. I have to say that.
Yeah. Seriously.
Sure.
But you know. We
George,
take one for the
people
team.
People say nasty things, man. It's terrible. Yeah. Words hurt.
It is what it is. You know? That's why we have what we have.
I wanted to present you with this participation trophy.
Yeah, you know what you could do with that trophy. I'm going to do like Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah,
turn that thing sideways and shove it straight up. You know, beep. You know, that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, I just wanted to say again, thank you. You know, to all those that are tuning in and giving us comments and all that other stuff to provide you feed our need.
He just got a new nickname.
Another one to add to the list.
Another one to add to the list.
The world's oldest millennial.
You know, we got to check the contract on it. Yeah, you know, productions to see.
You know, like Dick Clark was the world's oldest teenager.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So again, thank you for everybody who's contributing to the show and listening and
awesome
giving us feedback. So
yeah, Fabian.
Fabian.
Shout out to Fabian. He's still hooking me up with passes. I appreciate it. Thank you, Fabian. We'll get Fabian on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, he's got a place, Dali.
Yeah, we got
my buddy Danis wants Meklo from Barbara Floyd.
Yeah. You know,
they just had a show on Thursday, by the way. Went
yeah,
very
you
well.
Did, yeah. Did it go? It went well?
Yeah, they did well. Actually, they're going to be in.
Yeah, you told me you were going to put something about the 18th.
Churchill's Hideaway on the 17th.
The 17th.
Of November.
That's coming pretty soon. Okay. Yeah. Because we're getting close to
the show.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. You know, and that song, Countrywide, man, is catchy.
It's a good song.
I like that song. Know? Yeah. Yeah. I like the song.
Thank him for, letting us use it.
Yep.
You know, and everybody else, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Of course, always. Thanks to all the fans. I watch the show. I want to make a quick.
Listen to the show because they can't really watch it.
We'll watch it.
You can watch it, but you're not going to see much.
That's true. See a blank screen.
Our logo.
We need a new logo, by the way.
I look a whole lot better over the speaker than I do on screen.
I completely agree. We want to also, of course, with mics included, thank our veterans. We just had Veterans Day yesterday.
That's right.
Those who made the sacrifice for us to come up here.
Those bastards are Regal Cinema wouldn't give me a free
damn bastard un-American. I'm banning them.
Yeah, don't you gonna tell me I'm a real mentor?
It's true. Then you could have got the real mentor discount.
Right.
You see, you could have. But
that
would
we gotta work on that.
We do thank the veterans out there who give us the opportunities to come and act like idiots on the radio and all that. So we appreciate that. So
and no thanks to the millennials that were blocking traffic yesterday in Miami Beach.
The damn protesting, whatever.
We'll keep that.
We're not
going to
get into it. But either way, I mean, just for the record, unlike Regal, we will give our veterans any discounts. So which is why the show is free for you guys. I'm throwing it out there.
It's free out there.
But either way, we appreciate it. We'll see you guys for episode 31. Take care.
Later.